Today's readings are about the Holy Spirit. And of course, the Spirit is going to mark the coming of Jesus. The great exegete Joachim Jeremias talks about how Isaiah, in today's reading, predicts the coming of the Spirit with the Messiah, the one who is to come from the stump of Jesse, the shoot of Jesse. And of course, he's going to have the Spirit, and Isaiah enunciates those seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. But after the return of Israel from exile in Babylon, almost at about 513 or so B.C., the Spirit seems to be quenched in Jerusalem. The prophetic Spirit is dying away. There are just some instances of prophetic spirit in the book of Daniel, which was a very, very recent book, right in the 200s. But by and large, the Spirit seems to be quenched. And so this is this big sign, as Joachim Jeremias describes it, right, is of the coming of the Messiah will be the coming of the Spirit that Isaiah predicted would come from the shoot of Jesse, would come when the Messianic age comes. So we've got this incredible prediction of the coming of the Spirit from Isaiah. And as I always say, how did he know? the idea of having the Spirit, you might say, lucky guess, don't think so. Maybe it came from his own experience of the Holy Spirit. Not like this, right? There's something about this prediction that associates the coming of the Holy Spirit with the Messiah that becomes part of the whole Israelite tradition. During Jesus' time, when John the Baptist is out there, right? Again, they're seeking the presence of the Holy Spirit as the sign, one of the great signs of the Messiah. And in today's gospel reading, well, of course, we see a million different instances of the sign of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' life. We see it at his baptism. We certainly see it in his defeat of Satan. We certainly see the Spirit manifest as he says, in his own miracles, right? And exorcisms, right? And of course, now Jesus is rejoicing in the Holy Spirit. And in this very rejoicing, he has this certain knowledge of his sonship with the Father. He not only has a certain knowledge of it, he actually says that everything the Father has been given to him. And then he goes on to say that he knows the Father as the Father knows him. They are co-equal in mind and heart. They are co-equal way before his incarnation, right, and his birth, right? Jesus, rejoicing in the Holy Spirit, declares his sonship that we're going to celebrate at Christmas time. But here it is. There's the pointing to the Messiah. Jesus has the Spirit manifest in his miracles, manifest in his exorcisms, has this sonship which he's declaring through the Holy Spirit. And of course, Spirit and Son, Son and Spirit, the Messiah is going to be the Son of God who possesses within himself the very Spirit of God that he shares co-equally with the Father from the beginning. And of course, this is what we're anticipating. This is what's going to happen. And it turns out that Spirit and the Son of God is going to point to one huge reality we're going to celebrate at Christmas, that God is unconditional love. And the sign of that is that Jesus is the Son of God. He has God's own Spirit, and he declares his sonship by that Spirit that manifests itself through him in his miracles, his exorcisms, in his own divine power, where he and the Spirit, as it were, are one, in their unity in all of these things that are transforming the world. God is unconditional love, and he has granted us his Son, who has become incarnate, and the Spirit, who remains with us to this day to make that kingdom of love a reality. The good news of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen.